Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
My head hurts like right here, right now.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He should be on a chain gang serving time for all his crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title, forget this, 28 years and 4 weeks. That's right. I don't know how many months that is, but good God, we're getting up there in time. Guinness Book of World Records time. But you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, and we're going to talk boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, the UFC going down last night, boxing on HBO this past weekend. I mean, we've got a full slate here as far as combat sports are concerned. But if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, and when I say toll-free, you cheap guys and girls, I'm not talking about where you have to pay for yourself. I'm talking about toll-free. We'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk, RINGTALK. And you know what's funny? I never thought about it, but now sort of email sort of like passe almost, but the email address, if you want to send us an email, it's ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk at yahoo.com. Well, Fernando Montiel, no doubt about it. After the knockout of Fernando Montiel earlier this year, Nonito Donaire had it's a hard act to follow. When you knock a guy out that you're not supposed to with one punch and you knock him into another time zone, into another zip code, you hear where I'm coming from? Wow, I mean, how do you beat that? Then he comes back with a so-so fight over the South American, right? Now he comes back last night. And he TKOs 9, Toshiaki Nishioka. Donaire now 30-1, 19 KOs, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. So we've got the UFC, we've got boxing, we'll talk pro wrestling. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Girl, you know I love you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially when it's in the hands of an ex-girlfriend. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's go through the results from this past weekend. Of course, down at the Home Depot Center, Nonito Donaire now 30-1, 19 KOs, TKO and 9 over Toshiaka Nishioka, now 39-5, 3 draws and 24 KOs. You would have thought the Japanese fighter would have went out on his shield or at least tried, didn't try to. Brandon Rios was a winner over Mike Alvarado. Rios now 31 and zip. Of course, that controversial decision over Richard Abril earlier this year, one of the true atrocities in the history of the sport of boxing, in the history of the sport of boxing. 22 KOs for Rios. Alvarado now dropping to 33-1, 23 stops. But I want to make big noise about this. Ava Knight, my girl from Chico, California, San Francisco, California, the Straightforward Boxing Club. Their motto is, we break jaws, not laws, okay? Ben Batista runs this. She last night went to 10-1, 3 draws and 5 KOs with a unanimous win over the recognized world 112-pound champion, Mariana Juarez, 35-5, 3 draws, 16 KOs. Knight came in with the IBF title, and now the WBC title is hers, at least for a minute, until, of course, Jose Suleiman or Jose Silliman, call him what you want, steps in and ends up stopping the unification from taking place by stripping the young lady from Chico, California. But Ava Knight, props to her. She is the female executioner. She's been down there to Mexico 4 times and beaten up on 4 of their hometown girls, and she's not well-liked in Mexico at all. She better watch it and just get out of town. Oh, over in Liverpool, where the Beatles came from, that's right, the UK, the Echo Arena, David Price needed about 82 seconds to knock out Audley Harrison. Price, 6'8". I told you he was the real deal. 14-0, 12 KOs. Harrison, what can I say about Harrison? I think it was like an Olympic gold medalist back in the days when Richard Nixon was president. He's like 28-5, 21 KOs. He was supposed to be in the best shape of his life, but it doesn't matter when you're an old man and you're fighting a guy that big. I'm talking about Michael Price, David Price. He is the future as far as the European heavyweights are concerned. Now let's talk about last night's boxing cards, of course, around the world, both in the UK and here in the United States and Mexico with my L.A. correspondent from the City of Angels. I'm talking about KP himself, Kevin Perry. Kevin, were you impressed with Nonito Donaire last night?
Yeah. I mean, he fought a pretty smart fight. He fought a good fight. He kind of had an opponent in front of him that was pretty reluctant to engage. And usually when you have that type of foe in front of you, it's kind of hard to look good. What I saw was he kind of started to figure out how to bait Nishioka into engaging him by kind of, going on the ropes. And that's when he got the knockout. He kind of, laid on the ropes and basically made Nishioka kind of get a little brave. And it was a very smart tactic he used. I think fighting these types of opponents, they're just not going to make him look all that good. And I think the problem is there's this fighter out there that a lot of boxing fans know about, Guillermo Rigondeaux. That's the type of fighter that most people want to see him fight.
This fighter out there. Wait, hold on, Kevin. This fighter out there, the way you put that, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. I mean, the guy's the real deal from Cuba. I think he's like 11-0, 8 KOs. He is one of the title holders at 122 pounds with Nonito Donaire. So just to fill you into that point, but I think where Kevin was going was that Donaire wants no part of the Cuban, and it's pretty obvious. And, you know, I asked Oscar De La Hoya one time about fighting Ozzy Nevarez, who was the WBA champion. He was, like, from Russia, somewhere over there. Anyway, he was unbeaten. He was a left-hander in the whole nine yards. And he was ranked number one and the WBA champion.
He has, Omar Narvaez. He fights out of Argentina, but I think he's flyweight champion.
No, I'm talking about way, way back in the day. Anyway, but the bottom line is I brought the guy's name up, and Oscar said he didn't know who it was, and that was his counterpart at 135 pounds at the time. And unfortunately, it looks like Nonito Donaire is going to do the same thing with Guillermo Rigondeaux. The Cuban champion. Cubans get no respect. They are like the Rodney Dangerfield of boxing, aren't they?
Yeah, and the thing that really bothered me last night in the post-fight interview was Donaire's attitude in regards to Rigondeaux. And I really got to give Max Kellerman credit. I mean, he really put him on the spot. He brought up Rigondeaux's name. He said, you're probably going to be annoyed for me bringing this guy up. But the bottom line is Rigondeaux is the fight that fans in the blogosphere want to see him fight. These last four opponents that he's fought, I just can't really think of many fans getting all too excited about any of these fights. The fight he had last night with Nishioka was considered, possibly the top fighter in the division on paper. Because what reason why I say on paper is because he hadn't fought in 15 months. And his last opponent was against a way far past prime Rafael Marquez, a fighter had been stopped twice against Israel Vasquez. Or actually once against Israel Vasquez, but lost twice to him. And also was stopped brutally against Juan Manuel Lopez. So, I mean, you got to think that if Nishioka is the best fighter in the division, he walks right through that guy, and he really didn't. I mean, he did win, but he wasn't the guy fans wanted, people wanted to see Donaire in with. And I think it showed last night. He was a guy that's 36 years old on his way out of boxing, which obviously, the 15-month layoff really said a lot about his mentality coming into the fight. He just wasn't prepared. He was rusty. He didn't want to get hit. And Donaire just had his way with him. So I think Rigondeaux, if he's not the next guy, Donaire is going to get all the criticism that he deserves.
You know what, though? These guys, even with the internet and all the blogs and the message boards and all that kind of good stuff, these guys still don't get the message. They don't. I mean, they have to realize that when boxing was in its so-called heyday, its last heyday, the 80s, it was because the best were fighting the best. Duran was fighting Leonard. Duran was fighting Hearns. Hearns was fighting Hagler. Okay? Holmes was fighting good guys. I mean, everybody was fighting the best they could fight. Now you've got guys in boxing and being extremely selective in who they want to fight. Like last night, Brandon Rios finally made weight for one time. How good did he look?
I thought Rios looked he looked pretty good. I mean, but he looked kind of sloppy. I mean, his punches kind of lacked, what would you call it, technical ability. But he is what he is. I mean, he went in there, he fought hard round after round. But I think something popped in my head last night while I was watching. Maybe after the third or fourth round. It was an entertaining fight. But when I was watching it, I just, what crossed through my mind was these two guys would barely be contenders 15 years ago at 140 pounds. And this is what everybody's getting excited over. So it was a good fight, but from a technical standpoint, I mean, Alvarado was okay. Brandon Rios was good, but he had an opponent in front of him that really didn't have defensive ability. And that was the biggest problem. I think Alvarado was a good boxer, but because of his defensive liabilities, he was easy for Rios to catch. And with those big, wide, looping punches that he was throwing. But, you know, when he fought Richard Abril, it showed you that Rios is limited when he fights a guy that has good defense, that has good technical ability, and understands the sweet science. Alvarado, I think, was a guy that was a wrestler in high school and didn't start boxing till late, I think around 18 years old. So okay. it showed in that fight.
Is the boxing season over for 2012?
I think there's a card, actually, next week. It's a quadruple header with some pretty good bouts on it. There's a few fights left. I mean, from the standpoint of big fights, if you want to consider Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez a big fight, which in the sense of the boxing world, Pacquiao and Mayweather are the two biggest draws. So you got to say the season isn't over yet. But for meaningful fights, I mean, that fight isn't all that meaningful to me. I mean, I could watch that fight 10 times, Marquez and Pacquiao, and you'd probably get about the same outcome. It's going to be close. There's going to be controversy on both sides on who thinks won the fight. So I think you're going to get another close fight, and probably Juan Manuel Marquez is going to go home feeling he got robbed of the decision.
Okay.
Because that's just the way he fights. That counterpunching style just doesn't win close rounds.
Biggest mistake of the year thus far, Manny Pacquiao fighting Tim Bradley instead of fighting Floyd Mayweather on May the 5th?
I wouldn't say so. I think the bottom line is Floyd Mayweather wants to dictate terms.
He will. He's gonna.
Pacquiao doesn't want to be dictated to.
Yeah.
And Bob Arum. Well, it is more Bob Arum doesn't want to be dictated to.
Yeah.
If Pacquiao was his own promoter and he refused to fight Floyd Mayweather on May 5th, I'd probably have a different answer for you. But I think that was just what was going to be expected. You know, you try to negotiate a fight with another high-profile opponent. You don't go and set a date and expect the guy to just, bow down. That's just.
You know what you do if you're Floyd Mayweather? You do if you're Muhammad Ali. There are a couple of guys. You do if you're Sugar Ray Leonard. There are a few guys in boxing history. Oscar De La Hoya have been able to pull this kind of stuff off. The bottom line
is just a question, just a short question for you. So in the case of if Ray Leonard would have done that and set a date to fight Tommy Hearns, you think Tommy Hearns would have jumped at the opportunity? Or you think
Hearns wanted Leonard so bad. It was unbelievable. It was like going out on his first date. I mean, he was so pumped up for that Leonard fight in September of 1981. It was unbelievable. I mean, he came in a little overtrained, a little underweight. Probably that pound and a half might have cost him, but I think it was that body shot in the sixth round that Ray hit him with, I think might have cracked a rib, and I think that sort of started Tommy's decline in that fight. Of course, that was the fight in which Angelo Dundee's telling Ray Leonard, I think before the 14th, you're blowing it, son, you're blowing it, you're blowing it. And, of course, Ray's eyes swollen shut, and Ray got off the stool, came out, and stopped Tommy Hearns, and the great referee, the late Davy Pearl, waved the fight off, and didn't Emmanuel Stewart nor Tommy Hearns complain that night. But, yeah, I mean, Hearns couldn't wait to fight Leonard. Hagler couldn't wait to fight Duran because he was smarter. Here, Hagler couldn't wait to fight Leonard, in which he lost. He couldn't wait to fight Hearns, which was a great fight in April of 1985. So these guys, they wanted to fight each other. And they did lay down rules. And you know what? When you laid down rules, what happened was people started negotiating and you came to some type of agreement. I mean, there's no negotiating. These guys aren't sitting down and talking about it. That's why I don't think this will ever happen.
Yeah, I agree. This is, I just don't really know if this fight's going to happen. And I think Pacquiao just signed another two-year contract with Top Rank, so I just don't see it happening right away. I do think the fight's going to happen because as long as these guys are still fighting, I think the prospect is going to be there. I mean, we've seen plenty of fights that went well beyond their sell date still sell. So I think even if these guys were 38 years old, I think they could still probably sell about 2 million buys. I mean, unless one of the guys is seriously just falls off the cliff at some point, which is possible. But even then, I mean, people paid to see way past prime Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard fight. They were way past it, and people were pretty interested in that. So anything's possible.
The great Kevin Perry, KP of ringtalk.com. He's got an article up right now on the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, on the Saturday night HBO card, of course, emanating from the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. And he's got a video of Audley Harrison just getting knocked silly by David Price. KP, all the best to you.
All right, thank you.
This part of this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Don Pico's Mexican Bistro in San Bruno, California, folks. 461 El Camino Real, probably about a mile south of Highway 280 on El Camino Real. It's a five-star restaurant, of course. The late chef, the owner, the creator, I'm talking about, Isaac Mejia, passed away a few weeks ago. But the restaurant is reopened. It's still the best restaurant in the entire world as far as Mexican food is concerned. So check them out. Don Pico's Restaurant, 461 El Camino Real, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. is when they open. Of course, they've got the full bar now, and they've got entertainment every night. They got it going on. If you want to call and make a reservation, you don't have to, but you can at 650-589-1163. That's 650-589-1163. When you're in San Francisco, when you're in the Bay Area, you've got to enjoy Don Pico's fine Mexican food. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Couple more minutes of boxing, and then I dive into the world of the UFC, and I'm talking about MMA. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Down to the nightclub.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym.
Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Coming back with the Mighty Tower of Power, the house band. Of course, Pedro writes a column for them, Pedro's Song of the Month, at towerofpower.com. And all you do is hit the message board, and you can read about the history of the band. And I've been writing for them probably about 5 years now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You know, sometimes all you have left when you're a fighter is pride. And I'll be saying that repeatedly in this segment. You know, I'm telling you, Muhammad Ali, he got lucky Leon Spinks trained for the rematch in brothels and places like that. You know, then he comes back, gets a quack doctor by the name of Dr. Williams, takes a drug called Thyrolar to face Larry Holmes in 1980, and he looks like he turned back the clock. I mean, he looked great. He was 217 pounds. He was light, but light wasn't right. He lost, TKO 11. Ali fought one more time 1 year later against Trevor Burbick. What can I say? After the third Joe Frazier fight, all Ali had left was pride. Sometimes pride is all you have left, straight up. Joe Frazier was done after the third fight with Ali. I mean done. Still, he went on to get hammered by George Foreman and had a career-ending draw with Floyd Jumbo Cummings. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Alexis Arguello was beaten severely the first time, not so much in the rematch to Aaron Pryor, but that first time, man, he got licked like a stamp. And then he went on to lose to Scott the Pink Cat Walker while prepping for a fight with Julio Cesar Chavez in a comeback bid in the mid-1990s. Sometimes pride is all you got left. Okay, Joe Lewis, what was he, circa 34, 35? He started getting old at that point in time, the former heavyweight champion, okay? He lost to the likes of Ezra Charles, and that was official. And then, of course, lost that fight to Jersey Joe Walcott. He had left the ring. They had to go to the dressing room to get him to come back into the ring to raise his hand. That's how atrocious the decision was. Of course, he ended up beating Walcott in a rematch. But, you know, he would come back and get throttled by Rocky Marciano at the age of 38 years old. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Carlos Palomino did a few things in Hollywood after he retired from boxing. He lost the welterweight title to Wilfred Benitez in 1979. Then he got bludgeoned by Roberto Duran later that year at the Garden in New York City, of course. And then in 1997, you know, he fought four stiffs, you know, leading up to a fight with Wilfredo Rivera at the age of 48 years old. What was he doing with Rivera? Sometimes pride is all you have left. Archie Moore, the great mongoose, the old mongoose, he hit the deck four times against Yvonne Durrell. The rematch saw Durrell hit the deck just as many times in 1959. And Archie, a lot older, I think, than he would ever cop to, finished 3 years later in a total mismatch with a guy then named Cassius Clay, who became Muhammad Ali. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Sugar Ray Leonard beat the aforementioned Wilfred Benitez in 1979 for the WBC welterweight title. In 1980, Ray lost and then beat Roberto Duran. Retirement, title wins at 168 and 175 pounds. Ray should have walked away, you know, when his fistic ship was showing leaks in the hull. He should have. Instead, he went on to fight Terry Norris and Hector Camacho in the mid-1990s. Embarrassed twice, sometimes pride is all you have left. And the other Sugar Ray Robinson, he was finished when he lost to Gene Fulmer in 1960. He went on to fight 43 times, 43 more times. He went 33-10 from 1960 until 1965 when he lost to a guy by the name of Paul Pender, who couldn't carry his gym bag back in the day. Sometimes pride is all you have left. And Ray Boom Boom Mancini, the subject of a brand new book that's out, I'm told, lost to Livingstone Bramble twice in 1985. After that, Ray had no Boom Boom left. He would lose comeback fights to Hector Camacho on points and then get stopped by Greg Hogan in 1992. Sometimes pride is all you have left. And unfortunately, fighters don't know when to turn off the clock. They don't know when to stop it. They don't know when to pull the plug. Fighters are the last. I knew, because I'll tell you what. When guys were missing me by inches, it was cool. I could counter them, and it wasn't a big thing. When they started hitting me and then missing me by millimeters, okay, I knew it was time to get out. So I got out. I think I was the age of 29. I said, you know what? I've had enough. I've seen my better days. I've seen my peak. I'm going down the valley now. I'm not going to let somebody embarrass me. I'm just not going to happen. So I retired. I mean, too many guys aren't in that position where they can walk away from boxing or combat sports, MMA, at a decent age, in decent health. Keep coming back for that one more fight. Ah, I guess it's the big payback. You tune to Ring Talk on the Sports Byline and, of course, the American Forces Network.
I need some get back.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Little sad news over the weekend. Former Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter died. I always wanted to debate him. I debated Gerald Posner and people like that regarding the JFK assassination and the single bullet theory that Mr. Arlen Specter put together when he was a young attorney back in 1963. Of course, it should be in the fiction section of the public library along with Mother Goose's fairy tales, but may he rest in peace, Arlen Specter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Straight up, it's tough to beat Anderson Silva. What's he got? He's got 9 defenses of the world middleweight title. That's 185 pounds. Hasn't lost in years now, of course. Last night, he gets Stephen Bonner out of there in the very first round in the main event of UFC 153. I mean, what more can you ask from a guy? I mean, outside of knocking people dead with one punch. I mean, I think people really like the knockouts, but the bottom line is he's done it all. I mean, he's dominated his division. He wants to move up now to 205 pounds. I guess they see a fight on the in the future with John Jones, the current light heavyweight champion, the heel of the UFC. When I see the heel, I mean the bad guy, the people that everybody likes to boo him now. He got booed a couple weeks ago in that win over Vitor Belfort. Hell of a fight. Vitor showed that John Jones is human, and John Jones showed that he has the intestinal fortitude of an elephant, because when they had him in that arm bar, he didn't give up. He didn't tap out. And there were a couple times there where I thought the average guy, the guy lacking the championship heart, I mean the true heart of a lion, would have said, you know what, I've seen enough, no mas. But the bottom line is, you know, Anderson Silva wins last night, sets up a fight with John Jones. And, you know, as far as the two of them getting it on, I would think that John Jones has all the advantages going in. He's 6'4". He's got the height. He's got the natural size. I mean, he shrinks down to 205 from like 215, 220. Evidently, the guy doesn't get up. The highest he's ever gotten is like 235. That's what I've been told, 235. And he had to stretch it to get there. And at 235, I just don't think he can compete with the UFC heavyweights. The guys that come in at 265. I mean, and 260 and 245 and 250. These guys are bigger men. When you see the muscle mass in a guy like Brock Lesnar or Shane Carwin, and then you put him in against a guy named John Jones or a guy at the size of John Jones, you see the huge size difference. And you realize, you know what, this ain't happening. And it wasn't happening. Anyway, Silva now 33-4. Bonner 14-8. You got to give it up to Bonner to an extent, because, you know, he's one of those guys. I mean, he went down to Rio de Janeiro, fought, you know, the hometown lad there, one of the iconic figures in the country of Brazil, okay, fights him there, doesn't have a problem about it. And the bottom line is, you know, he will show up on a day's notice. So he's one of those guys that Dana White loves and he's going to try to keep around as long as he can, but he's got to get back on somewhat of a winning streak, I think, after last night, although he did lose to the second-best fighter in the world. Who's the best fighter in the world? Is it Junior Dos Santos or is it John Jones? Junior Dos Santos, of course, the world UFC heavyweight champion, going December, 29th in Las Vegas against Cain Velasquez in the rematch. I mean, Mexico versus Brazil. Did you know that there are more Mexican-Americans and more Mexicans percentage-wise tuning into Showtime's MMA events than they are to their boxing events? I said percentage-wise. I didn't say numbers-wise. Didn't say total numbers. I said percentage-wise. It's catching on with the Latino community. And the Latinos, they are the ones that own the pay-per-view market here in the country. I kid you not. I mean, the Julio Cesar Chavez, a Sergio Martinez fight of a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, guess what? They did 500,000 homes at $50 a home, all right? That's $25 billion gross, all right? That same night, the 18,000 people there, and they were all Mexicans just about, you know, except for a few people in the Argentinians' camp. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, all right? And then you go across town to the MGM Grand, and Saul Alvarez is beating up on some undersized guy by the name of Joe Acito Lopez, and they've got like 45,000 people, 45,000 Mexicans basically in Las Vegas to see boxing that weekend, to see combat sports. And now they're getting more inclined. I mean, they're having the MMA events on Fox Deportes or whatever they're calling their network now, but Fox in Spanish. And I think that's really cool. I know the UFC is going to make a move now and do fights on Fox. Fox is going to change their speed channel into the sports channel. And they're going to try to get the UFC a lot more play, because this speed channel. Evidently, it's in a lot more homes than Fuel TV. And I told you the problem with fighting on Fuel TV. I mean, ask Chris Weidman. And, I mean, he beat Mark Munoz. He licked him like a stamp. About a month and a half ago, 2 months ago in San Jose, California. Nobody knows about it. Unless you listen to this show or you're an MMA junkie. Okay, the bottom line is nobody knows about it because only 260,000 people across the country watch this fight card live from San Jose, California, USC, on Fuel TV. Of course, Weidman, I mean, put it this way, Weidman shows me that he has a future as far as being on top of the light heavyweight division. I think he's a guy, he's never been taken off his feet, okay? He hasn't. I mean, never has. Never put down. Nothing. Never been touched. Pretty boy. Can fight. Can wrestle. Can do the whole nine yards, okay? I think he's a real challenge for John Jones. I think John Jones is going to put away Anderson Silva, okay? And after he does that, guess what? Weidman's next, okay? But the world of the UFC, the MMA, I'm looking at some of the numbers, the recent numbers, I think, for the September 28th Ultimate Fighter show on FX cable were the lowest ratings in the history of the program. And I think they've been doing like 15 of their seasons now, something like that. Holy cow, the lowest numbers ever. The FX card that preceded the Vitor Belfort loss to John Jones, that did the lowest number on FX cable that any of the UFC events have done. This is not looking good for the UFC. And why is that? Is it just the injuries, or is it oversaturation of the product, or is it the fact that they left Spike TV? Yeah, they got greedy. They signed this $100 million deal with Fox TV, okay? And what did Fox do? They put them on Fuel TV. And again, nobody has Fuel TV. A friend of mine has the one of the Dish networks, and he gets it that way, DirecTV. Outside of that, nobody I know in MMA except for one person gets it. Have you watched any fights on Fuel TV? Probably not. And, you know, since Fuel TV is in so few limited households across the country, why not put the show live on the FuelTV.com website and air the commercials as well? That way we could all watch, more people could watch it. I just don't get it, okay? Fuel TV has turned out to be a major loser for the UFC. Thus far, the UFC's popularity has dropped. They were doing 1.6, sometimes more than 2 million people, viewers, watching The Ultimate Fighter on Spike TV. Then they move over to FX Cable. Of course, Fox TV buying the rights to the UFC for 10 years for like $100 million. Wow, a lot of money. A lot of money, no question about that. Okay, but the bottom line is they buy the rights to them for 10 years, and then they get to put 4 or 5 cards a year on Fox, the network, Fox TV, the network. Then they put these cards on FX Cable. Some precede the pay-per-views, some don't. Then they've got The Ultimate Fighter on FX Cable, and then they've got these cards on Fuel TV. And then you've got Strikeforce, and that's the other company. Okay, of course, that's the other MMA company run by Zuffa Sports, which is a parent company of the UFC, okay? And the bottom line is, you know, Strikeforce is hurting everywhere they go. They can't draw. I'm telling you, if you gave away free hot dogs, they couldn't draw. They just couldn't. Every time they put on a card, unless my baby, Triple R, Rowdy, Ronda Rousey's fighting, and she's off the hook, off the chain. She's like the future of MMA. Female, male, she's going to be like the Elvis of MMA, no question about that. But unless she's on a card, Showtime's not making any money. I mean, the people that are putting on the live card aren't making any money, unless she's fighting, okay? Showtime does great numbers with Ronda Rousey. That's why Showtime and their vice president of programming, and first of all, I want to give him a little bit of a accolades here, Steven Espinosa, and I got to tell you why. The September 29th card, the Strikeforce card in Sacramento, California, headed by Gilbert Melendez, of course, he is the Strikeforce lightweight champion, 155 pounds out of San Francisco, California. Melendez got injured, the fight was pulled off, and Showtime paid every fighter on the card. Props to Showtime. got to give props to Showtime. But I don't think they want to give up, you know, Rowdy Ronda. They don't want to give her up for a Fox show. And if you put her and Chris Cyborg Santos, and that's the fight that everybody wants to see, you know, the chick that needs a shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the chick that tested positive for steroids, last November, and she'll be getting off a one-year suspension this coming November by the California State Athletic Commission. But that's the big fight in women's MMA. That's probably the only fight in women's MMA. It's like the Ali Frazier. But, you know, you've got this chick with the upper body of a man, and she does. She's a frightening-looking chick as far as her physical muscles and her development. And, I mean, sometimes if you didn't see the fact that, you know, she was a female by certain attributes, you think you were looking at a male. But no, you're looking at Chris Cyborg Santos, who, of course, beat Gina Carano all over, beat her like a drum in less than a round. Okay, and Gina could fight. And, of course, Gina now a Hollywood movie star. She was on the show a couple of months ago to promote one of her movies. And she said to me that, you know, she thought that Cyborg Santos was on steroids before she fought her. She thought, but what does Ronda Rousey say? She can inject horse semen in both eyeballs before she fights me. As long as she makes 135 pounds, I'm going to beat that girl down. And then she added a couple more words after that I cannot put on the air. But the bottom line is, Rowdy Ronda, check her out on Facebook, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. She is the future of MMA and the UFC. If the UFC, and there is a market for women's MMA. I mean, I just don't think that Dana White sees it. But, you know, the majority of women out there have not ever watched an MMA event. But if they had a chick on the show that they could identify with, I'm not talking about one that looks like she needs a shave or has a mustache or that kind of steroid-looking monkey. No, no, I'm talking about a real good-looking woman out there that can talk the talk, that can walk the walk, that can fight. Okay? I think it will bring that demographic over into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, you go to the cards. Yeah, there's a lot of chicks in the crowd, but they're there with their boyfriends. They're like, you know, how can I put this, 20 to 35, somewhere around there, okay? But if you put Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos on Fox TV, put them on national television, and tell people, and repeat it a few times, you know, that Ronda Rousey fights basically on Showtime, blah, 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 and after she fights, she's going back to Showtime, but she's here on Fox today to take on Chris Cyborg Santos in the fight that everybody wants to see. I mean, that's a fight that everybody wants to see. And Cyborg Santos, no shortage of lip on her part, okay, says it was an accident that she happened to test positive for steroids. Yeah, right. You don't accidentally test positive for steroids. It's just, I mean, you just don't. I mean, there have been a lot of boxers that have said that they've been the victims of false positives and things like that. Well, they test you twice. Okay, and when both tests come back positive, guess what, pal? You're history. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Man, are we really that close to UFC 154? How about the end of the year? The World Heavyweight Championship. Cain Velasquez challenging Junior Dos Santos. Man, that's going to be a thriller. December 29th on pay-per-view from Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298,
800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
The late Biggie Smalls bringing us back from the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Christopher Wallace was his real name. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturdays and Sundays live at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to all the troops out there around the entire world. Well, let's go back to some more UFC news. Remember I told you the Speed Channel is going to change into Fox Sports 1, okay, well, they're in 82 million homes across the country. Fuel TV's only at 26 million homes. And get this, I didn't know it, but FX Cable's only in 98 million homes. There's like 350 million people in this country. 98 million homes, is that a lot of homes? I guess I got to ask my TV expert on that. But FX, obviously, it's a more popular channel than Spike TV. But they were getting better numbers on Spike TV. So how do you figure it? Are they going to come around? Are the people going to come back to the UFC on FX cable? Have they left? I mean, is the Bellator fighting championships that are coming to Spike TV in January, will that become the number two company? I mean, is Strikeforce about to go out of business? Because they're not making any money. They're not. What are they going to be used as? A tax write-off? Come on. Something's got to give there, folks. Speaking of Strikeforce, take that back there. Let's talk about John Jones one more second. His arm's okay. Of course, Vitor Belfort locking him in that arm bar and almost breaking his arm. And I almost thought that he wanted to tap a couple of times, or maybe I would have tapped a couple of times. I would have tapped a lot. But the bottom line is John Jones didn't, and his arm is fine and healing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Two entirely separate shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we've got webcasts, we've got podcasts, we've got iTunes. We got it all going on my website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next week. Peace, love, and lots of respect to my producer.